You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's a very good morning now to Mick Simpson. Morning, Mick. How are you?
Good morning, Pete. We're going well at the moment. Yeah.
That's great. Now, you're walking, I don't know why, but you are, from Kyabram through to Parliament House in Melbourne. And just looking out the window, I'm going, whoa, really? Yeah.
we're actually in Melbourne at the moment. We had a couple of really good days, and the legs seemed to take off a bit. So, we're down here now, and we've got a couple of nice casual days to finish off with, and we seem to be getting the message across that what we're all about, and that's the for the people who have just been diagnosed, and also to respect the people who are not with us anymore for the same reason, in regards to dementia sort of thing. So that's what it's about. And we've got a nice casual 2.5 hours this morning down through the Coburg area, and then we're into Parliament House tomorrow.
Great, mate. Yeah, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek before saying I didn't know what you were doing because it's so cold, but of course, on a serious note, you yourself are suffering dementia, and the particular form you have doesn't have a cure, but nonetheless, you're out there doing something to help raise public awareness. So, just tell us a little bit more about what that involves.
This is my third walk to try and get that stigma out of it, and trying to get people talking about it and come out into the local world and have something that people with dementia can come and freely speak how they feel, because it's a different feeling altogether, and what this walk is about is to try and get more centres in the not only the Goulburn Murray region but all over Victoria and Australia to where people with dementia and the carers and can come and speak their mind and just vent, and for the other person listening, whether they want to talk or whether they just want to listen, but to get it out there, and just when they are listening to the other person, just say, well, geez, I'm not on my own, and that's what we're about with this walk sort of thing. And
So you're suggesting a meeting place, Mick, somewhere in the presumably your local health service, where sufferers from dementia can get together and talk to each other, as you say, maybe shout at the walls even, but as long as you've got somewhere where people understand. Is that am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah that's right. And it just happened that at the start of the walk that the people of Kyabram, we've got a place like that. It comes under the umbrella of the Dementia Cafe thing, and when I get home, we'll be having our first meeting of where we can come and just do what we want to do and just talk and just let our feelings out and just say that, right,
just explain to others, or just sort of talk with others who actually understand what you're going through. It's a tricky one. Tell us about the cafe you mentioned, Dementia Cafe. Is that a project of Dementia Australia?
Uh, It's connected, but in an umbrella of a lot of other things as well. It was a young lady that was on holidays in England, and she saw it over there, and she related to what they were trying to do, and she thought, well, geez, that's not a good idea. So she spent half a holiday researching it over there, and then she brought it back to Melbourne, and she's actually got 5 cafes in Melbourne now where people can come and have a cuppa or a feed and we'll go out on excursions and just talk to each other and like I said, just get those feelings out. And she's not backed by the government, but she's doing a hell of a job, and we've actually put one in Kaya. That's the first of in the country regions, and Kai Abrams the first to have it. And when I get back, well, then she'll be off and running.
Okay, well, I've got to say that's undoubtedly, no doubt at all in my mind, related to the work that you're doing. So there you go. You've certainly got a result there. Fantastic stuff. Well done.
Yeah but I just want to state that it's not just for Kyabram people, it's for everybody.
Okay, so anybody in this Goulburn Murray region can avail themselves of the services of that cafe and have a meeting and have a chat.
That's right. Yeah, it relates back to a meeting I had through Dementia Australia back years ago, and it was so. I came out of that feeling so good, and just relaxed me down and whatever. And it's taken this long to get something going, but thanks to the people down at KCLC in Kai, in the community there, and this lady, we've got it off and running now, and we just want to invite everybody that is struggling to come along and say good day and just sit down and have a yarn.
Right. Now, do we have a contact number for that, so we can, for people who may be listening who are interested?
Just not on at the moment, but if you'd like, I'll get back to you and let you know what it is, and we'll do the thing from there. But if they get all the Kyabram site sort of thing, you know, I think it's on there now. But if it's not, well, I'll get back to you and let you know what it is. Yes.
Yeah, that will be fantastic, because we can then promote it to our listening audience. And, look, I'm sure there are lots of people and their carers who would just love to take part in that particular project. Mate, congratulations on getting that up and running. And that leads me...
Sorry, Pete.
You're right.
I just want to state that it doesn't matter what stage of dementia you're in, or if you're in that gap between going from the GP to the professional, which is very, very hard, or if you've just been diagnosed, and because that first 12 months is horrific when you're being diagnosed, it's for everyone and it's actually for the carers as well.
Yeah, no, fantastic stuff, mate. And as I said, I can't congratulate you enough for the work that you have done and are doing, which does lead us to fundraising, and people can donate to your walk, and I hope they will. fundraising.dementia.org.au, and just search Mick Simpson.
That's right. Yeah. And listen, this is all going all straight into research, and there's you know, it's that was the stipulation I put on it before we started the walk, that it had to go straight into research. And we're getting close, you know. It might be another 6 or 7 or 10 years, but it's we got to keep those guys working down there to find the cure, because we've got the end and we've got the middle, but we just can't find the actual start yet, sort of thing. So we just got to keep plugging along.
Yeah, and of course, scientific research, medical research like that costs money. Mate, if you're prepared to walk in this weather, cool, come on. How about jumping on the website and putting a few dollars in? Goodness me. I'll give that to you again. It's fundraising.dementia.org.au and /search for Mick Simpson. And, hey, when you get to the steps of Parliament House, just tell them to put some money in, hey?
I've already done that, buddy.
I'll bet you haven't. Gee whiz, I do hope they take notice of you, Mick. I really do.
I had a meeting with Steffi Ryan down in Seymour, and Peter Welsh and Steffi are going to be at Parliament House for me, sort of thing. And
great, good on them.
And that, so, but the meetings with Peter and Steffi, we've already started to get that little dark haired fellow down here and stick his hand in his pocket.
Yeah, I love it. That would be absolutely fantastic, and I certainly hope that he does. Yeah. All right, mate, we shall leave it there, but I do thank you very much for joining us this morning, and goodness me, yeah, what a day to be wandering through the streets of Melbourne. You take care, stay safe, and try and stay warm.
All right, buddy. You take care, and all the best to our listeners this morning, and hope they got a good coat. Okay.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Mick Simpson, who is walking through the streets of Melbourne in all this yarry, dodgy weather to raise money for dementia. So if you can possibly help, please head on to fundraising.dementia.org.au. And just search up Mick Simpson amongst the fundraisers. Give him a hand. Gee whiz, how many people would bother to do that, eh? Yeah, fantastic stuff. This is Live and Local 1FM, and something Mick will not be using is the big yellow taxi. So, yep, I do hope that Mick stays dry and has a great day.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.